Well, I think we certainly see certain Old Testament passages, you know, Malachi 3, and I'll burst open the, you know, the storehouse you give to me, and there's just going to be all of this. But it's interesting because some people say that's just Old Testament. Well, it's not, because Jesus in Luke chapter 6 said, "Give and it shall be given to you, spilling over, falling out of the lap." But the big problem that we make, and this is what happens with prosperity theology, health and wealth gospel, is we turn this into an unconditional promise and strategy for our own prosperity. Whereas in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, it talked, in chapter 9, it actually talks about, you will be made rich in every way. And it's in its context, it's talking about finances, and it's talking about giving. So, wow, oh, so if you give, you'll be made rich in every way. But why? It says, you will be made rich in every way so that you may be generous on every occasion. So when that's all spilling out of our laps, it should be spilling out of our laps to help others who are in need, not so that we can buy only the best houses and multiple ones and jets and chalets and, you know, the best vacations money can buy. Nothing wrong with vacations, nothing wrong with having a car, having a house, or whatever it is. But I think in prosperity theology, it becomes a twisting of a biblical principle of God's provision.